Good morning. It's a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. State of emergency now declared in California, Alan. We're talking about the coronavirus. The declaration came as cases in the state shot up to at least 54. New Jersey reported its first case. There are 11 cases now in New York. We know that the screening for the virus is expanding, but it's not clear there will be enough tests available. The number of children missing school because of the outbreak is now 300 million. There's talk about what happens if it spreads, for example, to the capital of the country. And I see a story off the AP this morning about U.S. banks preparing disaster plans.
Well, that's right. This is the number one story. Everything pales by comparison with it, because it's not only that we keep discovering new cases, it's that we don't really know how many cases are out there. There are an awful lot of people who can be affected by this. And if it's dormant or if it's lying there somehow, then we don't know about it and we haven't tested for it. Just yesterday, we saw Vice President Pence's advisory committee coming up with new batches of the tests that will be transported over the country. I suspect, although I'm certainly not a medical doctor, that we're going to find an awful lot of cases that are out there that we didn't even suspect or know were there. And that, of course, only makes it worse. We're all told again and again not to panic. On the other hand, all the information that we're hearing is quite serious. Panic doesn't actually help anybody, but the seriousness of the situation is pretty great and grave. This is on Trump's watch. He's obviously absented himself and given the job to Vice President Pence, who is, of course, not a medical doctor himself. And that raises a number of questions about his tenure. Anyway, the turnout in the Democratic primaries have been extraordinary. Now we hear that Bernie Sanders himself is saying if he doesn't go in with a plurality, he may not be sustained. He won't continue. Whether that's true or not, I don't know. He may be counting on the fact that he thinks he's going to go in with a plurality. It doesn't much matter. Compared to contemporary politics, the coronavirus is much more serious. And our politics are pretty serious, too. David, if you go to the Supreme Court yesterday, you see Justice Roberts in an outspoken blast at Senator Schumer, who I saw the clip, did not threaten the physical well-being of any of the justices, although Roberts seems to imply that he did. It's nonsense because the Supreme Court is dealing with abortion, and there is a question as to whether or not they will reverse their own court ruling in an earlier Texas case, and now suggest that this draconian methodology employed in Louisiana is going to be sustained and mean basically that a woman will not be able in that place to get an abortion. You know, this is something that women and men have fought for years and years and years. And the idea that this president, who is himself a sexual libertine, if there is any proof from the people who have accused him, it's just terrible. You know, David, I kept saying during the last election, this court is what this election is all about. Well, now the chickens are coming home and we see that it's happening. So if you think of the stakes that are up there, you think of all the Democrats who poured out into the polls in so many of these places. And this is not good news for Donald Trump. And the one thing that many people think is that Trump, who would probably face some very serious charges once he is not president of the United States and hiding behind the fact that he can't either be indicted or even investigated in so many ways, that he will be up to something that would either postpone the election or something else. With the coronavirus out there, which is where all of this conversation today started, that might give him something to hide behind, and it is a very scary possibility.
Let's go back to Bernie Sanders versus Joe Biden for a moment, Alan. There's an article in Politico today that says Biden can finish Bernie off in Michigan. The next big state on the primary calendar is looking dicey for Sanders. Super Tuesday weakens Sanders. Michigan may break him.
Well, I think that's right. Michigan, of course, is one of those places in which a general election is going to be very important, and motivated Democrats are going to be extremely important. It's all about turnout. We have elections in the United States where 50% of the people don't vote in a presidential election. Who could? If a small portion of that decides that they have to be motivated because, for example, they are appalled at the president's behavior, they'll get out there and they will vote. And that would be, theoretically, the end. You know, David, the polling is all showing that any of these candidates, most of whom have dropped out, would have beaten Trump. That's now. There's a long time between now and election, obviously.
Let's talk about New York's involvement here, Alan. New York presidential primary to play a pivotal role after Super Tuesday. This coming from Syracuse.com. Neither candidate, Biden or Sanders, is likely to have the 1,991 delegates needed for the Democratic nomination by the time New York's relatively late primary rolls around on April 28th.
Well, it's ridiculous that we have in New York chosen to have a primary that late in the system. It virtually never counts. This time it's going to count. The luck of the draw, I suppose, that sooner or later it would come down to a later primary that would make the difference. Bernie Sanders was doing extremely well in New York. But as you can see, David, and as we have seen in California and Texas and other places, change happens fast. Texas, which was supposed to be solidly Sanders, went for Biden. New York is up for grabs. We'll have to watch what the pollsters have to say. But I think that the stock market had a historic day yesterday based on the incredible turnout for Biden. And obviously that stock market was relieved that it wasn't going to be Bernie. That's what all of the analysts are saying, and I believe them. So New York is the home of the stock market, and a lot of people will be watching what's been happening. And nothing is for sure right now.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. That is for sure. Thanks, Alan.
And thank you, David, as always.